Hey everyone, welcome back to Anxiety Antidote. I'm Laura Bennett, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild roller coaster called life. And today, we're diving into something powerful. Forgiveness. You know that feeling when someone messes up, really messes up, and all you want to do is unleash the inner dragon? I get it. We've all been there. But holding on to anger and resentment, that's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts us more than anyone else. So how do we actually practice forgiveness? It's not about condoning bad behavior or pretending everything is okay when it's clearly not. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself freedom from the chains of anger and bitterness. Think of it like this. Holding on to anger is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. You get more tired, more weighed down, and can barely move forward. Forgiveness is putting that backpack down, feeling lighter, and actually having space to move freely again. 5 key takeaways for practicing forgiveness. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. Don't bottle things up. Anger, hurt, sadness, these are all valid emotions. Allow yourself to feel them without judgment. Imagine those feelings as waves crashing on the shore. Let them come and go without trying to fight them. 2. Understand other person's perspective maybe. This isn't about making excuses for their actions, but rather trying to understand where they might be coming from. Maybe they were hurting, scared, or simply made a mistake. Understanding doesn't excuse bad behavior, but it can help you see things in a different light. Think of it like this. We all make mistakes, some bigger than others, and sometimes people act out of desperation rather than malice. 3. Release the need for revenge. This one is tough, I know. But revenge doesn't heal anything, it just prolongs the cycle of pain. Imagine pouring gasoline on a fire instead of water, that's what revenge does. It only makes things hotter and more destructive. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting, it's about choosing to let go of the desire for retribution. 4. Practice compassion. Even towards the person who hurt you, try to cultivate a little compassion. Remember that everyone is doing their best even if their best is failing miserably. Just like we make mistakes, so do others. Think about times when someone has shown you kindness, even when you didn't deserve it. How did that make you feel? 5. Forgive yourself. This one is often the hardest because we tend to be our own harshest critics. We hold ourselves accountable for every mistake, every misstep. But remember, you are human. You're learning and growing, just like everyone else. Let go of self-blame and embrace self-compassion. Forgive yourself for your past mistakes and give yourself the space to move forward. Real-world example. Ever had that friend who constantly cancels plans? They seem happy to hang out. Until they don't, leaving you feeling frustrated and rejected. You might start holding a grudge, thinking they're just faky and inconsiderate. But what if instead of resentment, you tried understanding? Maybe they have anxieties about social situations or are struggling with something personal that you don't know about. Forgiving them doesn't mean accepting their behavior. It means choosing not to let it define your relationship. It frees you from the burden of anger and allows you to move forward in a more positive way, even if it means setting healthy boundaries. Summary and key takeaways. Remember, forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, patience, and a whole lot of self-compassion. But the rewards are immense: reduced stress, improved relationships, and a lighter heart. By practicing forgiveness, you're choosing to release the past and embrace a more peaceful present. You're giving yourself the gift of freedom. Call to action. What's one situation where you could practice forgiveness today? Maybe it's with a friend, family member, or even yourself. Take a moment right now to reflect on that person or situation and consider letting go of the anger and resentment. Remember, forgiveness isn't about forgetting, it's about choosing a path of peace and healing. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. Until next time, keep finding those anxiety antidotes.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.